Welcome to Sunshine Sisters, an interview segment featuring the women making an impact in St. Petersburg today. I'm Karen Carmichael. My guest today is Dr. Kanika Tomlin. As President and Chief Executive Officer of the Foundation for a Healthy St. Petersburg, Dr. Tomlin leads, directs, and integrates all aspects of the Foundation's internal and external activities. She is a steward of the Foundation's resources, ensuring decisions are mission-aligned and based in equity. Prior to joining the Foundation, Dr. Tomlin served as Deputy Mayor and City Administrator for the City of St. Petersburg. She was also the Chief Operating Officer and Vice President for Strategy at Eckerd College, Regional Vice President of External Affairs at Bayfront Health Network, and Director of Strategy for Health Management Associations. Dr. Tomlin currently serves on the boards of the Dolly Museum, Academy Prep St. Petersburg, Bayfront Health Foundation, Selma Mastery Ovarian Cancer Foundation, and the Eckerd College National Advisory Council. She has received numerous honors and appointments, and I am thrilled to welcome her to Radio St. Pete and Sunshine Sisters. Dr. Tomlin, welcome to Sunshine Sisters. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Tell us about where you grew up and how those early experiences shaped the woman and the leader that you are today.
I grew up right here in St. Pete.
Wow.
And in a huge family. When I say huge, I mean really massive, that spanned the entirety of Pinellas County. My father is from Clearwater and my mom is from St. Pete, and both families go generations back. And I probably have 250 relatives.
Oh my gosh.
In Pinellas County. And I grew up just surrounded by love in a village that just embraced me in every corner of our community. And the way it really kind of informed and shaped my consciousness around St. Pete and the city that I so love is that having a village like that really gave me access and exposure to so many different types of people, and the concept of family, just embracing everything that I do. And I think that's how I see all of our neighbors here in St. Pete. I understand the various corners of our community. I've been everywhere, and I think it really just informs the way I move through our city and the way that I love all of our neighbors.
So now you've talked about where you grew up, and you grew up here in St. Pete, which is fabulous, right? What from that time in your life still shows up in how you lead today?
So everything. It has everything to do with how I lead today. I think I'm really immersed in St. Pete. I've been very fortunate to build a career here through various disciplines and various forms of work, from journalism to healthcare, serving as an executive there, then serving as deputy mayor, and now leading a philanthropy. And I think because I had so many relatives and we were all so connected and we were in every corner of the community all the time, it is so familiar to me. And not in a anthropological kind of observing the people way, but I am the people way. I have the entirety of the continuum of the lived experience of St. Pete in my village. You know, I had aunts and uncles who lived in what felt like mansions, and I had aunts and uncles who lived in affordable housing, and they both were equally rich mm-hmm. in experience and love. And so it really showed me that that there's not a valuative difference in the circumstances of our lives. It's just really reflective of various opportunities that have unfolded, and that we really can all thrive in our community if we all have an opportunity to access those things that are important in the determinants of quality of life. And that's what I work to do every day. I know that we all don't have to make the same amount of money. We all don't have to live in the same neighborhood. We all don't have to have the same job, but we have to have the same access to those elements that provide quality of life. And we need a community that shows up for us in the ways that we individually and collectively need. And I know that we can create that because I grew up in it.
So you have worn a lot of hats in public service and philanthropy. What keeps you energized and committed to this work?
Possibility. St. Pete is such an amazing city.
I know, isn't it? It's
fabulous. Yes. You know, when I was in City Hall, people would say, oh, we're like the next Austin. Or, you know, oh, we're going to be the next Charlotte. We're at St. Pete. And we're just becoming who we are, moving with intention along this margin of excellence from good to great to iconic city. And that keeps me so motivated and so energized. You know, my grandfather's grandmother came to St. Pete looking for opportunity. And I don't think she could have imagined what this city would be today. And so I am very mindful of that. I talk to my children all the time about let us be the ancestors that our descendants thank. So I'm trying to help build a city that grandchildren, great-grandchildren I may never know would want to be here, love it, and feel proud of differences and contributions that we have made in our time in this city, and feel ownership about continuing to build it into its next chapter. So all of our great past, all of the possibilities for our future are what really drive me every day.
So I'm just going to jump in here for an observation that I had recently. I went to the drone show at the pier.
Yes.
When it was over, it was so crowded that I just sat with my family for a little while people were leaving the pier.
Yes.
I cannot tell you how many times I heard young people saying, I love living here. This is my city.
Isn't that wonderful?
It was just such a fabulous experience on the heels of the drone show, right?
Yes.
To then just sit there and listen to people leaving and being so proud and just so happy that they lived here.
It's such a gift. And what they're saying, you know, when we say we love living in a place, we're speaking to the fact that we can see ourselves here. Mm. We feel like we belong. We have what we need to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that education is serving us and that our neighborhoods are safe. That's what it means to love, that we think that there's a job that we are prepared for that can deliver our best lives, the life of our dreams. So every time I hear somebody say, I love St. Pete, it's an affirmation that this work that we do every day is so worth it and so important.
When people hear community health, they often think doctors and hospitals. But what does a healthy St. Pete look like to you?
So it's so much of what we were just talking about. A healthy St. Pete is a community in which everyone can thrive. And it's funny, we're sitting in a building called Thrive. It's very important, this concept and construct of thriving as an individual and as a collective community. And it really, to me, has to do with having access to the various determinants that drive and shape our quality of life. And that is impacted and informed by countless things every day. You know, the food systems that serve us. How far do I have to go to get access to nutritious food and vegetables? How far are my children's school from where I work? How do I get to work? Do I have to add an hour or more commute on a public transit system that it's dark when I get home and my kids have been waiting? Are my sidewalks safe? Is my neighborhood walkable? All of these things determine how much we exercise, how much we learn, how much we connect with our neighbors and community. That's what builds a healthy St. Pete. All of that comes together. It absolutely has to do with access to quality healthcare and access to quality education. But equally as much, it's about social and community context, our sense of community, mitigating loneliness, an ability to have agency and self-actualization and determine our trajectories. So these are all of the elements that go into being a healthy community, being a healthy individual, and creating the conditions that allow that to perpetuate in a meaningful way.
Where do you see women in St. Pete really stepping up and leading right now?
Everywhere, right?
Yes.
Oh, we are such a fortunate community. We have bright, shining stars in everyone who calls this place home. But man, women are really making it happen. You know, in every sector, public, private, education, faith-based, we have women in leadership positions who are not only blazing trails and making difference, but mentoring and bringing other young people along. And that is so important. We're a community of strong elders who always reach back and help build up. And we're a community of audaciously ambitious young people who aspire to great things for this place. And the result is, it's not surprising to see a woman in leadership. It's not surprising that Tonja Williams, Dr. Tonja Williams, is the president of St. Pete College. Mm-hmm. You know, that Dr. Cynthia Johnson is leading the strategy for Pinellas County's economic development. You know, that Nikki Gaskin-Capehart is the president of the Pinellas County Urban League. And it's an important chapter in our community's history because many of them are holding their position. They're the first woman to hold their positions. Mm-hmm. The way they're doing their work, they certainly won't be the last. So I am so excited and energized about the way women are leading in St. Pete, not only at the senior level of leadership, but you really see women stepping up, maximizing their influence wherever they land in the spectrum of engagement in our community. Mm-hmm. I think that's so important.
Well, for women that are listening now who feel called to make an impact, but they don't know where to begin, what would you say to them?
I'd say, just do it. Know that when you show up, your impact is already beginning to be made because you care and you're going to contribute. When we see great impact, I think it's really important for us to understand that it is an aggregation of everyday moments and decisions, commitments, and contributions that result in some measurable outcome. But it really required a vision and a commitment by numerous people to own it, adopt it, and really see it through. So if anyone feels called to make a difference, that's the first step to doing it. And I think we just need to honor that. We're a fortunate city that really invites engagement. It's championed here. Mm-hmm. And that's unique in a southern coastal town. There's no old guard that's gatekeeping involvement. Someone could go to Kona Leadership.
That's true.
And in 2 years, be the president of Kona Leadership. Mm-hmm. And in 3 years, run for city council.
Yes.
And in the time to come, run for mayor. That's a true story. Mm-hmm. That arc happens here in St. Pete. So there is no wrong place to start. There's no role that's too smart. Mm-hmm. It's like, just follow your passion, find people who share it, and show up for it on a regular basis.
Is there anything else you want to tell us today? It sounds like we've covered a lot of bases, but do you have anything that you can leave us with today?
Well, I love the concept of Sunshine Sisters. I think it is very real.
Thank you.
Something that we all can and need to embrace. We're starting a new year. It's 2026, and there are so many opportunities and possibilities to make this St. Pete's greatest year ever. And we have everything to do with whether that will be the case or not.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining me today. My guest today was Dr. Kanika Tomlin. She is the president and chief executive officer of the Foundation for a Healthy St. Pete, where she leads, directs, and integrates all aspects of the foundation's internal and external activities. Thank you.
Thank you so much.